Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 14th of September, recording at 8:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Well, let's have a quick review here, starting with stock markets. Most of them paused to have a breather today, but the interesting fact, remarkable, some would say, is that ever since those rallies started in the middle of August, we have not had the hint of a downward dynamic. So when we get a pause, say take the DAX index, which roared ahead yesterday, that's a German DAX index, it closed down 5.5 points in here today. That's tiny, that's 0.14 of a point. So the conclusion that I would draw from this, and something that those of you who have attended the chart seminar will have heard me say on innumerable occasions, that a consistent trend, and these are very consistent trends that we still see on stock markets, a consistent trend is a trend in motion. In other words, it hasn't ended. Now, of course, we know all about the resistance from the higher side of the trading ranges. Lots of people are pointing that out. Lots of people are pointing out the fact that the stock markets are all overbought on a short-term basis. And they're all pointing out that, of course, that they're still within overall trading ranges. Now, all this is true, but again, I go back to my point that a consistent trend is still a trend in motion, and I don't see any evidence here that this move on the upside is over, although it would hardly be a surprise if markets sort of spilled over and got a consolidation. And I expect that, in fact, to occur somewhere, taking the S&P somewhere in the my guess is that it's be more likely to be in the somewhere in the 1140 to 1170 region. In other words, I think it's going to go through on the upside. Now, you know that I'm going to be guided very much by what I see on the charts, and that's always going to be my bottom line discipline. So as I've said before, if we get some sort of big downward dynamic in here suddenly, for whatever reason, I'll say that's it, the rally's capped, and I might even issue open a short position or two in futures. But I'm certainly not going to preempt that, and if I were to do anything in here, I would be running with the trend. And I do have a medium-sized long position in the Nikkei stock average, Japanese Nikkei stock average. That's the only speculative position that I've got in stock markets right now. My pension funds do have a number of Asian emerging markets, I do have still some gold shares and so on. The gold shares certainly aren't doing anything. The Asian emerging market funds are moving up steadily. And I think that's pretty much it on stock markets. So let me move on to government bonds, and my position remains unchanged. We've had a good rally in here, certainly from the May lows, and that was a predictable rally. It had some good upper dynamics, you might even recall, and or it's written in the archives that I'd said that those were tradable signals, but that I will, or in the audios, can never be sure which it appeared in, that back in May, as the markets bottomed and began to reverse, we had very early on some quite clear upward dynamics. I said those were tradable signals, but I wasn't going to trade them because I felt that it was just a rally within the overall top extension and therefore more counter trend than anything else. Now, had I known how much the rally was going to carry on, you bet I would have bought them, of course. But so, opportunity missed, which I'm certainly not going to cry over. But when I look at these charts, and I posted some of them in here today for the JGBs and also the US Treasury bonds, they're getting up to levels where I would not be at all surprised to see trouble occur fairly soon. But again, I'm not going to anticipate this. because we still have these consistent, now medium-term trends moving higher. And so I'm quite content to watch and wait for my opportunity to short the Treasury bonds and the JGBs. And yes, I know people are talking about deflation and macro deterioration and so on. Well, that's part of what the rally is all about. And when the rally does start to roll over, and all rallies do eventually roll over, as you're well aware, then of course people will talk less about that deflation, and they'll talk about the fact that all these governments have been flooding the markets with their government paper, and the bonds, in other words, so that the supply has continued to go up and up and up, and that they're also printing so much money that, while that may lend some support to the bond prices, that it is also creating the conditions for future inflationary problems, and that will tend to weigh on these markets. And if growth starts to revive again at some point, or people decide that they have over-discounted the slowdown in macroeconomic growth, then of course that will weigh on bonds as well. So it's pretty easy to script in advance what will be worrying people about bond markets once they roll over. And I'm waiting. In terms of the currencies, well, you know, this is a little bit like watching grass grow here, and I haven't got anything to say, really, except that they're all ranging, and I suspect that because of the charts that we're actually seeing some basing activity on the US dollar index, but it could go on doing that for quite some time. What you do know is that every sideways trading range eventually ends up in what is usually an explosive move. Well, usually it'll inevitably end up in a trend, up or down, but those moves are very often explosive, to clarify that a little bit. And what about in the commodity markets? Well, this is a more interesting area. It has been for the last couple of years, having been dead meat for such a long time, in that secular bear market for commodities. And things have really been fairly lively in here overall. I agree in that Mark Faber comment that gold is something that should be accumulated steadily because it's the only hard currency, but I don't accumulate up, I accumulate, if I were going to accumulate, I would accumulate it on the downward reactions. And I actually play gold in terms of speculative positions more through the root of silver, just because it's high beta gold. Now, silver has come down, and so maybe I'm getting greedy or holding out a little bit too much, too cautious, but I'm hoping that it'll go a little lower. And this bounce still looks fairly dead cattish after those fairly sharp downward dynamics that we saw. Was it last week? I think so. Now, elsewhere in the metals, not a great deal going on, but these industrial metals look a bit top heavy, and therefore I do not want to have long positions, although I love the sector on a very long-term basis. And I've actually got, as you know, that small short position in aluminium went up $1 today, so not a disaster, but I'm slightly out of the money on that aluminium short so far. Coffee, which I bought too soon, is now very modestly back into profit. Chart looks fine. You can see that as you chart the 5-year long-term picture and the December contract. I've got no less than 16 charts up on the website today, and that little review of market categories. Price of crude oil. Now, this is been firm, as you know, in the last few days, and I think that's largely because Hurricane Ivan changed course a bit to, looks like it's going to, at least the main part of the hurricane will miss Florida, but it is running into the Gulf, so that's pushed the oil price up in the last few days. So we've got crude in here today as I speak, 44.56 on the spot NYME. And I really ought to put that chart up again. I'll probably do it tomorrow, because That would certainly erode my medium-term bullish stock market hypothesis if we were to see that push much higher, and it may do so, subject to this storm. And I think that's it, folks. So have a terrific evening.